President Joe Biden signed several executive orders and memos on his first day in office, and a number of them pertain to immigration reform. That same day, the United States Department of Homeland Security issued a memorandum directing DHS components to review immigration enforcement policies and set interim policies for civil enforcement. DHS issued a 100-day pause on deportations of certain non-citizens that goes into effect today. During a virtual press conference yesterday, Mireya Reith, executive director of Arkansas United, said the change will be incredibly helpful for undocumented Arkansans.
So it's important that our community talk with their attorneys to make sure that they understand what goes on. But at least for 100 days, we should see a major decline in deportations in ways that allow our community to connect with attorneys and other legal advocates to be able to make sure that they are on the best pathway possible to staying here. And that is the most hope that we have seen in many, many years for our immigrant community.
One of President Biden's memos calls on the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Attorney General, to preserve and fortify the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. This was welcome news for Carla Palma, a DACA recipient and community organizer for Arkansas United, who's based in Fort Smith.
Everything from yesterday was just a celebration, not just in my community, but in others. I feel like it was definitely a day of hope and a new beginning.
Palma is studying to become a nurse, and after graduation, she'll be able to earn her nursing license thanks to the passage of legislation in 2019 that allows the Arkansas Board of Nursing to grant licenses to DACA recipients. Palma says efforts are underway to pass similar legislation for DACA recipients who want to become licensed teachers.
But we need to keep pushing because the DACA recipients and dreamers here in Arkansas have so much potential and such a drive to continue their education and to work professionally in the field of their choice. And we're hoping that we can push for something here statewide, or hoping that something can be done at a federal level.
President Biden is expected to introduce an immigration proposal in the coming days that, according to NPR, would provide a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States.